off hour number two. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got lots of stuff for you, including the bulletin board system with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,100 people interacting there. It's all free, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. We had one of our listeners, I was instant messaging him last night, told me that he had signed up for the Free State Project just yesterday. And I said, well, congratulations. Did you sign up for... And he said how he was planning on going as soon as he could find a job, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
And I said, well, did you sign up for the first 1,000 pledge? He said, what? Well, first 1,000 pledge.
What is that?
Well, we obviously haven't explained it enough on Free Talk Live.
We need to talk about it more.
So you need to go to, if you're interested in the Free State Project, look right there on the front page at freestateproject.org, and you'll see a link to the first 1,000 pledge. And in essence, it's another agreement that basically says, okay, well, the Free State Project is a good idea and everything, but I don't really want to wait around, because the plan with the Free State Project is that once we reach 20,000 members, then there's a 5-year window that all 20,000 have to move to the Free State.
Right.
Well, right now we're only at about 7,000. We haven't quite reached 7,000 members. So it's going to be a little while before we get to 20,000, and then there's that 5-year window. So it's a long-term project. Well, the first 1,000 pledge says, I think it's exciting right now. I think I want to go as soon as possible, and I'm willing to go before the end of 2008, so long as another 999 other people are willing to do the exact same thing. And so far, almost 100 people have signed the first 1,000 pledge, and so we'd obviously love you to be a part of that as well. FreeStateProject.org. Go investigate the first 1,000. So, 800-259-9231, that allows you to control the airwaves here. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So, Manwich, what do we got here? We got an email?
Yes, we do. It's from Rich, our radical photographer.
Okay. Does he call himself that, or is that you?
Well, I know that he is, in fact, a photographer. And, I sometimes he agrees with you, sometimes he seems to agree with me.
Okay.
So, anyway, he starts out with exclamation points. I have a government solution. People get that. That's quotes from me. And he says, well, that's the problem. People understand government solutions because they've grown up with the government doing all this stuff it shouldn't be doing. People also got it that the world was flat and that the sun revolved around the earth and that wood was made a solid form of elemental fire. They were just wrong. People don't know what they want because they don't know what the alternatives are available. They may think they have what they want because their options have been so limited for so long that they don't believe that there's another way, that an alternative can exist that they never thought of before. The job of a libertarian communication is to open people's eyes and show them the box they've been living in so that they can start to think outside of its limitations.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, I knew you would. That's why I read it. I read it just for you, buddy.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
We definitely want to show people the box. We want them to realize that they've grown up in a world where, believe it or not, almost everything has been a lie. I mean, almost everything that you've come across as far as the way things are supposed to be, the way the money that you have in your wallet.
Sounds like they're getting a matrix.
I mean, it has a lot of striking parallels. I mean, it's not, you know, you're not being jacked in by robots and they're not stealing your energy, but the government is stealing your energy in the form of taxes.
What would you do if you woke up and you found out that everything you thought was true was a lie?
Yeah, very good. So the government is stealing from you. There's no doubt about it. Okay, yeah, your company's taking the taxes out and sending it to the government. But by proxy, the government is taking your money from you without your consent. I don't think most people would sign on to paying 50% of their income into the government if they had the choice to. Do you?
No.
I mean, if the government came to you and said, you know, if you were starting a job, and there was a form that you had to fill out from the government that said, okay, I think the government's really valuable, and I'd like to contribute 45% of my income to its programs. How many people do you really think would sign that form if they were given the choice?
Some would. Assuming they could read,
yeah.
I would say close to none.
Maybe 1%.
Oh, I think some would.
There's that 1% out there that really loves the government and really will just support it, anything it does. But for the most part, most people realize that they could do more with that money than the government ever could, that they know how best to spend that money than the government does. But they're not given that choice. because everybody is just so afraid of the state. They're so afraid of the consequences of saying no.
Well, and rightly so. I mean, sure. The state is a mighty scary force.
It is, especially when it shows off how scary and forceful it can be, and it, you know, persecutes people for not paying taxes, like Willie Nelson, you know, high-level celebrities, noticeable celebrities, and that way you think to yourself, well, gosh, if I don't pay my taxes, then I'll end up like Willie Nelson, or I'll end up in a jail cell or something like that. So it's very good at scaring people. But now that we're entering into this information age, I think its days are numbered. In fact, it's interesting you bring that up, Manwich, because it ties into something that I've had here for a couple of days. Government will be abolished.
Hooray!
From LewRockwell.com. Brad Edmonds writes, and this is actually a quote from George W. Bush. Again, he's good at saying things that are somewhat pro-liberty. He said, "There's something in the American character that always looks for a better way and is unimpressed when others say it cannot be done." And that is why government will be abolished. Always looking for a better way isn't even an American invention. Human beings do it by virtue of being human. We act in our own self-interest. Right now, 279-something out of 280 million Americans believe it's in their best interest to allow government to exist, to follow its orders, to pay whatever taxes it demands, and to cheer it on whenever it kills foreigners, or when it kills those of our countrymen, those of our countrymen it decides to kill. Americans will change their minds about that, though. History, ancient and current, establishes beyond a shadow of a doubt that anything government can do, markets can do better. Except mass murder, which markets are only better able to prevent. And history is better disseminated with each day that passes, because of the internet. People are responsible for their governments and ultimately determine whether governments persist. The Republican platform of 1932 insisted that prohibition was the law of the land and was to be enforced of necessity to rid the land of evil, the evil of alcohol, no matter how onerous the enforcement. The people, however, disagreed, and the law was repealed. Remember, we talked about how the people back then used jury nullification. They kept bringing people to court on alcohol distribution charges and charges of running speakeasies, and the juries kept saying, no, we're not going to convict you. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. And therefore, the government was forced to change. So the people disagreed, the law was repealed, and we're all better off for it. Other unjust federal and state laws have been abolished because the people decided that is what should be done. That having forcible government is not in our best interest is demonstrated every day. A basic illustration shows the implausibility of any hope that government, even at its most benign, can improve our lives. Say you have three people, one of whom is poor. Under a free market, the poor one builds a fence for the non-poor one and gets paid. Now, three people are working, each producing and earning wealth. Under forcible government, the poor one appeals to the government one. The government one points a gun at the non-poor fellow and takes some of his money, gives it to the poor one. The government one keeps some of this money for himself, because he does this all day long.
About 70%.
Yeah.
The number's like 70,
the welfare,
70, yeah. 70, 75%. Well, imagine some of these government programs have got to be more. The one that my wife helps to administrate is gives poor people or people that don't have the money operations so they can go back to work. It's called vocational rehabilitation.
Okay.
Well, you know, they skimp on the amount of money they give these doctors to do these operations. They give very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might give $4,000 or $5,000 to
a percentage.
The most they give to a person. So if you can imagine how much money is dumped into this program, she gets paid, I don't know, $40,000 a year or something like that.
And she's not an administrator. She's just a low-level bureaucrat, right?
She's not a low-level, but, I mean, she is not in charge of the entire program. She's called senior.
What do the administrators get paid?
I don't know.
They get the big bucks. They get the $80,000, $90,000, $100,000.
I don't know how far up you have to go to get to that. I mean, obviously, I don't know a lot about this stuff.
So under the government scenario, we have one of the three people working to create wealth, while the other two commit an injustice and forever operate under distorted incentives. All three now regard each other with distrust and resentment, with two of the three, the non-government folks, wishing that there was a better way. This scenario applies equally to law enforcement, justice, roads, and geographic defense. And we'll come back and talk more about why, eventually, we won't need government anymore. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We told you that we give you everything for free on our website. The archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, Bulletin Board System, the Wiki, and more, all on the house. We asked you for your vote in return, but we're also going to ask you to do something else. It takes a little bit more effort than the voting thing, and we want you to investigate it at act.freetalklive.com. act.freetalklive.com. It's an idea that our Friday night co-host Johnson came up with. And the idea is we want to somehow dominate the iTunes chart. There's this program called iTunes that a lot of people use to listen to the show via podcast, and there's just a lot of people, period, using this program that don't know about Free Talk Live yet. But if we could get up onto the top 100, then we could absolutely get a little bit of extra exposure, which would only be good. So the instructions are there for you as to what you can do to help us with iTunes at act.freetalklive.com. So do it as soon as possible if you can, act.freetalklive.com. All right, so Manwich, you brought up an email that pointed out that people are just sort of in the dark about this whole government thing. People aren't aware of the wool that has been pulled over their eyes. And that's okay. They were born into the system. Mm-hmm. They were born into, the parents were born this way. We were born this way. We all just kind of were raised with the idea that government must be there. Government has to exist to provide certain things. When in fact, maybe that's not the case. Maybe we don't have enough information. And that's what Brad Edmonds is saying from LouRockwell.com. He continues talking about why he thinks government eventually will be abolished. He says that the 279 million of us Americans who believe that forcible government is necessary haven't yet seen enough history or known enough entrepreneurs, and government schools ensure this. Even though the occasional government official utters something vaguely supportive of free enterprise, like George Bush did last night, he said something about open markets, and then immediately afterwards he said
to
leveling the playing field.
Level the playing field with open markets.
Right. As historians have often have documented, from the dawn of civilization, government works only for its own purposes. Any good work a government chances to accomplish for any person or people can come only at someone else's expense. Government never creates wealth, and it never improves, but can only degrade the standard of living of those under its rule. Forcible government has no moral standing, no right to exist. That's because everybody else in society provides something. In order to make their way in the world, they have to do something for someone else. You know, whether it be provide a product or a service. Whether it be, you know, providing the pipes in your house or the service of cleaning out the pipes in your house. Somebody's doing something in order to make a living. Government does nothing. Government just creates rules and writes laws and takes people's money and redistributes it. It doesn't create wealth.
No.
Whereas everyone else does. So government essentially is like a parasite that just sucks wealth out of the economy, sucks the creational abilities of the people, and just does nothing with it, buries it.
Well, you know, the what allows companies to work, businesses to work, is profits. And
yes.
The more you cut into those profits, the less business is going to get done.
If you can't make a profit, why would you want to do any business? I mean, not everybody wants to be a charity worker.
No.
So people and firms and even charities have to cover their overhead.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they need companies to, fix their leaky faucets and build their buildings and all that other stuff. Companies are good. Taxation, bad.
People and firms acting within the market, however, are governed by the market, and customers buy from them only voluntarily, only if they believe they'll be better off for doing so. In a marketplace transaction, it's win-win every single time. Because you're only going to give somebody money if you believe you're getting an equal or greater value back in return.
It may not be win-win every time.
Well, you might get scammed, in which case you still win because you learn from it.
But it beats the crap out of the government, of the system that the government has,
right,
which
where
is
you give
win-lose.
Them money and get nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or in the case of like trash collection or something like that, you give them 3 or 4 times the amount of money that you would give somebody else to do the same job.
And they do better.
If you did, and you get told, you know, to stick it whenever they feel like telling you to stick it. And if you don't pay it, they'll take your house away.
Yeah. So any use of force in defense, the market treats any initiation of force, any use of force is in defense, the market treats any initiation of force as a crime. And an unfettered market vastly reduces the incentive to commit crimes. People and firms in the market must earn their right to exist, and they keep this right only one day at a time. They earn this right by pleasing those they deal with. The message is getting out. Hitler was wrong. A big enough lie, told often enough, will work only for a limited time. Every government on the planet is outnumbered by the people that it governs, and ultimately is allowed only to govern by their acquiescence. That acquiescence will be withdrawn as more of us become informed, and no government can stop us from informing each other. Even if Rumsfeld would like to have listening devices in all of our homes. They don't have that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology is growing at such a rate, such a clip, that there's no chance government can keep up with it. They've already lost. They have no idea what to do with the Internet. I mean, they sit around and they plot and they plan about how they could possibly tax the Internet and how they could crack down on political speech and blogs on the Internet. And for all their plotting and planning, by the time they're done, the Internet has changed. The distribution channels have altered. The way things are working is not the same as it was when the government task force sat down to decide how to regulate it. So, thank goodness, technology is advancing at such a rate that government just can't keep up. And eventually the information is going to spread far and wide that we're wasting our time with the state. He says, eventually we'll all be contracting through local merchants for police services, through insurers for defense from foreign governments. Not that foreign governments would have any incentive to invade. A free territory would be a porcupine from their perspective. And private, which is what I believe Hitler called Switzerland.
Yes.
The little porcupine. And private courts for reliable and sane justice delivered speedily and affordably. Juries will refuse to convict anyone accused of breaking an unjust law, just like they did in the early 20th century in government courts, or indeed anyone who didn't violate someone else's rights through force or fraud. Eventually, government courts and police departments will be abandoned by everyone not employed there, as citizens take their business to private service providers. And that's kind of a vision that you provided to us, Manwich, a few nights ago on the show. You were talking about how, you know, you can't necessarily see how things would switch from one day to another, going from government to private police and private defense services. But if someone was allowed to start up some sort of private service and people found it valuable, they'd start trickling towards that. And then more and more people would start signing on with the private defense services as they discovered that they respond faster than the government police. They're more likely to be more, I don't know, friendly and honest with you than the government police, and just watching as the government police just get less and less popular with individuals.
I think that's a nice middle ground for the volunteerists.
And it might even make the government police a little bit more effective if there was some competition.
Very well.
But what would happen in that case? Would they try to outlaw it? You know, I wonder, if somebody tried to start up their own protection service like that, would it be trying to be outlawed?
I don't think so. I mean, security companies are essentially that.
I wonder what regulations
you think,
they have on
you think the state police would try to pull those guys over?
Maybe so. Target them? Yeah. Who knows? Government eventually will have no supporters and will be unable to find anyone competent to hire. Finally, there will be no one to enforce regulations, seize property, collect taxes, fight wars, or even keep the lights on in the White House. That such a scenario is plausible and supported by many already is demonstrated by the Free State Project. Over 5,000 people, this was written a couple years ago, have already, because we're almost to 7,000 now, that have already committed to relocating to New Hampshire, and once there, voting as a bloc to move the government in a libertarian direction. Their inevitable economic success will serve as an example for other states to follow. By the time we put together a peaceful, unarmed, 5-million-man march on Washington to request that all politicians there step down, those politicians will already have their bags packed, because they'll already know the inevitable. 5 million is an easy number. In the first American Revolution, we only had 15% of the population involved, which would equate to 43 million men today. 800-259-9231. It's a nice little vision. 5 million people marching on Washington saying, "Get out! We've had enough of you."
Be nice.
We're coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Walt is coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time. shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cardiovite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, with
you. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. You can learn more about that process at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So just any comments on this, guys, this government will be abolished idea, that eventually people will start to wake up, eventually the news will start to get out there, maybe new media will start to finally get on a more even par with the old media, and the messages of freedom and liberty will really have a chance to get out to the masses the way they should.
I'm on the fence on it. I'm sort of like, I see the government gets
bigger.
It's
a nice vision.
It is. The government gets bigger and bigger every day.
That's true.
And, you know, I mean, could we get as big as Sweden? Sure we could. Why not?
Well, our government's bigger than any government in the world.
That's true,
think.
But I mean, percentage.
Maybe except China. I don't even know about that.
I'm rating it. I'm sure that it's bigger than that.
You think U.S. government is bigger than China with more employees, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what I'm thinking of is a percentage taken from, you know, us in taxes is what I'm thinking of as, you know.
That's definitely bigger.
Like, in Sweden, it's 70%.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about just income taxes.
No, all taxes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's supposed to be like 50% in all taxes here. So, I'm just you know, quoting the numbers I know.
Gotcha.
It is
bigger here than it is in China, though, that's for sure. The amount of taxes we take is bigger than China.
Yes. Right. Well, you know, China just doesn't have the infrastructure to make a big government.
Right.
Anyway, besides Red China, what I'm talking about is in this country, I just don't know. There's a libertarianism is becoming more and more noticed. Young men are definitely picking it up. Young people, I would say young female demographic certainly is understanding it, but young men are definitely picking up and running with it. That's great. There's a lot of information flying around. I don't know, though. I'm torn as to whether or not I think it's going to happen. I mean, the government's getting bigger and bigger.
It'll happen. It'll happen at some point. Empires have a tendency to crumble.
They are expensive things to maintain.
They are. And with the way things are going, more and more, the internet is just the most important tool and the greatest tool out there for conveying knowledge back and forth.
People and, you know, people of George Bush's ilk don't really get it.
No.
They understand that there's a White House website, and they understand that there's an internet, and they kind of have a concept as to what it is and what it can do. But I don't think they realize how much it can undermine the halls of power here in the United States.
What they do realize is that they don't understand it, and as a result of that, it frightens them.
Yes, and they would like to control it, but they don't understand it.
We'll pass a law.
Right. They don't understand it, so they can't possibly fathom how they can control it. So, good luck, because the longer the internet stays around, the more this, the word of liberty and freedom is going to get out. Walt, in Kansas City, we go to the phones. Walt, you're listening on KCXL, and you're listening to Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Walt.
And I'm having a fine Republica de Honduras Casino Gold tonight.
Oh, you're smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Engaging in one of your personal freedoms. That's good, Walt. What's up?
Yeah, well, I just want to remind everybody, first of all, let me touch on your issue here. The tax amount right now that Americans pay in all forms or in one form or another of taxes is 62.5%. Actually, I think it's 62.6.
Okay. Sounds a little higher than some of the numbers I've seen, but, you know.
Somewhere between 50 and 60%, but we'll take your word
for it. Well, whatever.
It's above 1%, and that's bad.
Well, you know, I remember you guys talking one night about you know, that the Lord requests 10%. And, Ian, I know you're an atheist, but that's good. Because at least, if you're honest, that's good, because at least you're not a Satanist.
Well, why would anybody lie about being an atheist?
Well, but that, exactly. You know, exactly. You know, when I tell people about what's going on with our government, my attitude, they look at me real funny, and I say, well, I says, just stop and think about it. What do I stand to gain? You know, I'm not asking you for money. I'm just telling you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I wanted to say...
Yeah, you don't pay taxes anyway, so it's not like you would, you know, it's not like you'd start getting extra tax money back, so it's not like you really have anything to gain.
Exactly. You know, in fact, that's what I wanted to remind everybody of. April 15th is just another day, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna request everybody withhold your money from these illegal pieces of garbage up there, because
I agree with you.
The 16th Amendment was never legally ratified. They sent everybody home for Christmas break, and then about three or four of them went ahead and ratified the thing.
But you know what, Walter? I mean, that's an interesting technical detail, but what if it was ratified? You know, what if there was a legitimate law on the books, as unconstitutional as it might be? What if the Constitution said the government can take your money?
Well,
would that change your mind about it?
No.
Of course not.
No, this is the point. The whole thing is, they can't do it anyway. The only kind of taxes that the government can enforce is a portion tax or excise tax, and not an income tax. So,
yeah.
You know, it's been illegal forever. And now stop and think about this. In order to get married, you need a license, which is wrong. We've discussed that before. It was initially for black folks so that they wouldn't marry white women.
Right.
Anyway, and then, you know, it worked out pretty good, so they had to have everybody do it anyway.
Sure.
A judge has to sign that piece of paper when you get married. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, or your minister. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. When the IRS puts a lien on your property, have you ever noticed that a judge hasn't signed that?
Hmm. Okay.
Basically, when you go to get a speeding ticket and you go to court and you pay your $100 fine or whatever, the judge signs the order, right?
Everything.
Everything goes through the courts. Why is it then that the Internal Revenue Service can send you a lien on your property and no judge doesn't even have any knowledge of it?
Mm. Yeah, it's certainly disturbing. Well, as I understand it, the IRS isn't even really a government agency.
In fact, in 1981, Ronald Reagan said, not one red cent, and I was listening aboard, I don't remember what carrier I was on, but all of us pilots were sitting in the big briefing room, and we were watching his speech.
Hmm.
And he said, not one red cent that you pay
Too bad he didn't do anything about it. Yeah, he said it didn't go to the IRS, or he said it didn't go to the government. Too bad he didn't bother to do anything about it, and he actually increased the size of government by 60 or 70%.
Well,
thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Reagan had some great pro-liberty quotes.
Yes, excellent pro-liberty quotes.
But if, you know, his actions mirrored his quotes...
We'd be in good shape right now.
It just shows how Washington perverts people that don't have principles.
Right.
You know, they don't have strong enough principles, I guess. In order to get what you want passed through, well, you've got to pass through what this other guy wants.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, everybody gets what they want, and it costs us 50%, 60%, 65%, whatever percent Walt just said. Let's just say it's true. 65% of our income.
Yeah.
Great. Swell. Pretty soon we won't make anything. We'll just work for the government.
Yeah. How about that?
Mindless automatons for the government.
They can bring us food every morning. Yeah,
they should just take care of us all the time. They should just
tuck us in at night, sing us lullabies.
It sounds like the book, Ayn Rand's book.
Ayn Rand.
Whatever.
Anthem.
Anthem, yeah.
Yep.
Where you're not allowed to say I.
Yeah, everything is referred to as we, an hour.
800-259-9231, you take control of the phones and bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, we've got some emails here to roll through, including one about Estonia, since we've been a little international this week. Let's talk about Estonia and how free market they are, apparently, over there. Or how they're heading in that direction and why. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Steminhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your maca today. Maca. Now you'll know the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you. It's all free, including archives. Just posted today, actually, the brand new January torrent. Whenever we finish a month of archives, we zip them all up and we put them in one easily downloadable file, and we make it a torrent. Which, if you don't understand that, we've got instructions as to how you can handle that at freetalklive.com. But we give you months' worth of the show for free in this format. We go all the way back to April of 2005. You can grab them all up right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about how government, one of these days, should come to a close as private industry and private services start to replace slowly the inefficient, bureaucratic, slow government services over time, that people will naturally start moving in that direction. And one of the things that's going to help us out is having the internet around to help communicate to others the fact that maybe we don't need government to do all of the things that it does. Maybe we really can handle our own lives. Maybe we can save for our own retirements. Maybe we can.
Can you imagine?
Maybe we can send our own kids to the schools that we choose. Maybe we can make big adult decisions for ourselves. So we're heading in that direction, and one of the important things that we're going to have to do to get there is to start saying no, like Walt was talking about, to say no to the taxes. I mean, if you don't agree with what this government's doing, if you, for instance, disagree with the war in Iraq, if you disagree with some of the spying that has been going on in this country, well, are you out of your mind? I mean, are you going to pay your taxes this year? Are you going to give them your money voluntarily? People are going to have to start saying no, and some people are doing that. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Andrew in Washington. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
pretty
Andrew,
well.
What's up?
Excellent. Yeah, here's an example of resistance involving the internet, actually. There's this article I'm reading in the newspaper of Newton, Massachusetts, and it's talking about how a couple weeks ago there was some alleged email bomb threat or something at Brandeis University, and the FBI came and, like, tried to create this whole out-of-control evacuation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's some investigations, and then, for whatever reason, they didn't specify, they believe that this email threat had come from a local library nearby. So they went to the library and, you know, tried to give a strong arm to the head librarian, and she said, no, you know, forget you guys, you need to go get a warrant. And then they called the mayor, and they're like, oh, you need to come and, like, let us do this. And the mayor was like, no, you need to get a warrant. So they went, and they got a warrant for the judge, and the judge only let them take a couple of the computers that may have been directly related. And so apparently the article says they're all whiny and angry they couldn't just go in and take everything.
Right. They don't like it when you say no.
Yeah, but you know, it just shows how, you know, immature they are. They're just going to, like, whine and complain about it.
Well, you know what? They're used to getting exactly what they want.
Yeah.
They're used to being able to just barge into any place and people just bend over and give them whatever it is that they ask for. And in this case, normally I don't applaud government bureaucrats, but in this case, good job to the head librarian.
Well, the librarian's only partially a government bureaucrat.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, Brandeis, I don't know if it's a state university, but it,
well, no, it sounded like it was from another library. Was it from the university library?
Brandeis was being threatened from, allegedly, from someone who had been using the computers.
A public library.
At the public library.
I see. My mistake.
So I say congratulations to them for you know, local city people saying no to the feds. That's what we need to have happen. We need to have it happen on a much wider basis, too, not just at libraries, but on a state level. I had someone email me today about what they call nullification, and apparently it's something that was used in the past in this country, but it hasn't been for a while, where states and localities can actually nullify federal law. They can just say, we don't agree with it, so it's not valid here.
Yeah, you know, I'm taking a constitutional law class at my university right now, and we're just reading about some of that stuff, and it happened along with, you know, the stuff with the jury. That kind of thing went on a regular basis up until
jury nullification.
1920s.
Right, jury nullification.
Yeah, and of course the Fed never liked it, but they went along with it. So I just think it goes to show that, you know, they have more bark than bite in most cases.
Absolutely, and as we've seen in New Hampshire with the civil disobedience that the NHFree.com crew have been doing up there, the government's really good at the barking and not biting. They actually are really good at threatening you and saying, well, if you come here and if you burn UN flags on the public park, we're going to arrest you. You're breaking the law. You can't do that. And then they don't show up. Then they don't show when the actual protesters show and do exactly what it is they were what they said they were going to do.
Well, I think part of it is catching them unawares. You know, they have their system for finding a lawbreaker, you know, apprehending the lawbreaker and putting the lawbreaker in jail and running him through the system. But when things throw them off course, like the librarian says, no, you can't take my computers, you hacks, get out of here, and or you know, the protesters, the whole group of them say, well, we're going to protest. Whether you like it or not.
Wait, that catches them unaware. You're just saying they're not bending over to their authority is what you're saying.
No, you've got to catch the feds unaware if you're going to do these things. If you somehow get caught in there, they're very good at running people through their little system, but if you are outside of their system, they don't know what to do.
I see what you're saying. Andrew, any final thoughts for us?
I'm doing some research on the Free State Project website, and I'm seriously considering signing on.
Fantastic, because there certainly isn't a future of liberty there in Washington, I can guarantee you that.
We'd love to have you.
Oh, yeah, that and my home state of California is too expensive to move back to.
Ooh,
so.
Yikes. Yeah, I definitely don't want to go back
there. I think I'm going to try something different.
Andrew, sounds good, man. Good luck, and we hope to see you in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
800-259-9231. Man, that's exciting. New people signing up for the Free State Project all the time. People that are sick and tired of the government being in their lives, and they're finally willing to do something about it, to vote with their feet, and to move to New Hampshire, like we're going to, hopefully sometime this year. 800-259-9231, coming up. We're talking about governments, people standing up and saying no. Well, in this case, the government is going to be trying to confiscate your car if you have too many speakers in it. We're coming up, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lygos with today's Cartlinic Minute. Little did Disney know how small the world would really become. Now don't move a minuscule muscle, because when I come back, I'll take you on a fantastic voyage to the center of an RFID tag. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Honey, scientists have shrunk more than the kids, and the special effects in the automotive theater are really big. Based on RFID, or radio frequency identification, smart cards containing tiny antenna-type sensors enable them to receive and respond to radio commands of microchip tags embedded in toll gates, gas stations, and subway turnstiles. Card holders maintain freeway speeds, pump fuel quickly, and hop the train in a flash, all without small talk with attendants. The smart card automatically charges the holder's predetermined account. Little wonder why this technology is being adapted for big-time transportation needs. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. You can also amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to voluntarily support us, $3 a month makes a huge difference for Free Talk Live, because $3 from you, $3 from a bunch of other people can really add up. And once we get to our goal, we will reduce the amount of commercial time on the show. So there's some real real cool perks that come along with the AMP program. We're going to reduce our commercial time by 25% once we reach our goal. Amp.freetalklive.com. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier like almost 180 of our listeners have done. And you get access to some really cool stuff like classic archives, like the amplifier-only call-in line.
Amplifier forum on the BBS.
Exactly. Lots of neat stuff. All there. Amp.freetalklive.com. So then, let's go to this story here about St. Louis and cars. This is from DailyTech.com. It's not too often I'm totally surprised by anything these days. The last time I was totally taken aback by an announcement was when Apple switched to Intel. Yeah. The second time...
That was surprising as crap.
The second time was today when I read this new ordinance from the city of St. Louis. The city of, officials of St. Louis, Missouri have deemed it necessary to target automobiles with high-end stereo systems. As a result, if you drive a vehicle with more than 10 speakers, it can be confiscated with no questions asked.
Well, it's not the how many speakers, it's the size of the big ones, the low end, the bass, right? I mean, if you have like...
Yeah, you would imagine
two
if
big
you
bass ones in the back.
12-inch or 15-inch speakers or whatever they're putting them in,
putting in them now, I mean, that's certainly going to generate a lot more sound than a couple tiny, teeny little speakers.
10 little tweeters lined up in your dashboard.
Yeah.
Well, here's the actual, selection from the story. Alderman Craig Schmid introduced the ordinance as an emergency measure in May to address the problem of loud music on the highways. It also authorizes automobile confiscation for littering and solicitation of prostitution. Under the ordinance, a car will be taken away upon accusation and before any finding of guilt by a judge or jury. Ah, so much for that old due process idea, huh?
We're going to take your car away without due process.
Well, you're supposed to be able to face your accusers in a court of law in front of a jury. Well, we're going to make it so you can't even get to court that morning when you have your trial. Because we're going to just take your car. They do that. I think they do that around here, don't they, man? Which they take cars for prostitution solicitation.
I have not heard that, but if they do, it's nuts.
As I understand it, where we live, there's a rule that says if you get busted for prostitution solicitation, that they will ban you from the area that you were doing that in. Like, there's a particular zone where we live where prostitutes tend to hang out.
Any place that there are prostitutes in the zone.
Well, they basically have said if you're caught soliciting a prostitute, you're not going to be allowed to be in that zone at any time.
Now, how does that work out? How can they possibly prevent someone?
They can't.
But I work at the 7-Eleven on the corner.
So, I mean, it's just silly. But, of course, nobody's challenged it. Like so many laws that we have in this country, they're all out of bounds. I mean, most of them are way out of bounds and out of control, but everybody just says, well, it's a government of laws.
Doesn't affect me. I don't have to be too worried about it.
It's a society of laws, and I'm a law-abiding citizen, so no matter how asinine or stupid the law might be, I better obey it. Wouldn't ever think of challenging it in court or disobeying it civilly. Well, all that stuff is going to happen and more, and we're leading the charge. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, hour number 3 is on the way. We got Estonia coming up. What is Estonia, you ask? Well, it's a former Russian country, former member of the USSR, that has gone in a real pro-freedom direction. Talk about that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...